Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the things you can do there is you can go back and listen to all of the wisdom that Lois Geller has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's such a smart lady, especially when it comes to customer care, especially when it comes to marketing our businesses, to putting our best foot forward in the marketplace so that we have the maximum opportunity to be successful. A truly red-letter day in our lives is when we found Lois Geller. She's the author of Customers for Keeps and Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. She's our good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And one of the things that you do so well, Lois, that I like hearing you talk about is the concept of the way we should think about the relationship with our customers and with our prospects, and the way we should think about the life of that relationship rather than just making a sale. You know, let's find a way to hang on to these folks. Would you talk? You've been doing some extra work on that lately, haven't you?
I have. I've been working on a book, it's called Soul Direct Marketing for Real Estate Pros.
Uh-huh.
And it's been really interesting. It started because I was getting hundreds and hundreds of pieces of mail down here in Florida, and they all looked exactly the same. They all had the picture of the realtor on the front, you know.
Right.
And it says, you know, call me, and I represent all the greatest. And every single one was the same. And we have a huge hall of fame and a hall of shame in our office, and they were all going up an old hall of shame over there. Everyone showed, and you kind of know that these people are probably using older pictures, so it might be a good idea if you do use a picture in any of your stuff to update it, because you can tell by the hairdo and what the clothes they were wearing and everything. It was like confirmation.
So what you're saying is I need to get rid of the picture. I need to get rid of the picture of me in a leisure suit. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly. Get rid of the Nehru jacket, Jim.
The tie that spread across my entire body.
Like a bib, right?
Exactly, and the polyester shirt. I guess I need to lose the shirt too.
Give that a miss, Jim.
And the white belt. I'll lose the white belt too.
I have a whole vision of you, a rocker.
Yeah, it's funny when I see people with these pictures that are so dated, especially if I know them, and I say, wait a minute, you know, you haven't looked like that in 25 years.
I think that it's really funny that a lot of people, especially real estate brokers, find it necessary to put their pictures on their mailings and on their cards.
You think that's a mistake?
Well, you know, I think that in direct marketing, we always test one against the other
right. Before
we say one is a mistake or one isn't. But in my book, we've designed everything without pictures, because I think that sometimes we have the best real estate brokers are not people that look like themselves. And when you get a picture that of somebody that looks like you or the same age and the same demographics, you think, well, I'll call that guy because he looks like me. And then it turns out not so great. But if you find somebody that, you know, look at somebody entirely different, you might not select that person, but you might like his ideas. It might be more effective for you.
The pictures I like are the ones that have been taken with the soft filters. You know, which would work out great, Lois, if we could walk around with a soft filter in front of us.
I like the ones that give me a facelift.
That's called Photoshop, Lois.
Yeah, right. I know. I know it well. So
no photo. That's the way to go.
Well, I think it's the way to test. I think if you're mailing 2,000 pieces, I would do 1,000 with the photo and one without. I think people use the photos because they don't know what to say in the copy. But if you have a really great personality and voice in your copy, then you don't really need the photo. And I think photos can turn as many people off as they might turn people on. We got this hilarious one with a photo last week, which had a real estate person's separate photograph of her with a letter from her. But it was like a glamour shot. And for a minute, we thought we were casting her for a commercial. She had her glamorous hair and everything. And
did she autograph it? Was it suitable for framing?
That's what I want. But she should have, you know, and so that
well,
kind of a thing.
Maybe I was going to say something a little hateful. I'm not going to do that. Lois,
oh, good.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about not the photograph. I'm going to ask Lois about some language that I see that I actually think is a big mistake. I can't stand hearing people say this. And we're going to, I'll tell you what that is after the break. 20 Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Lois Geller.
Well, he's a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to...
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller's here. She's the author of Customers for Keeps, as well as Response. It's the revised and expanded version of her complete guide to profitable direct marketing. And Lois, tell us where your books are available and give us your website, please.
They're available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And, of course, you can click through on my website, masongeller.com.
And they can find you can find all that there, and I encourage you to check that out. Mason Geller, GELLER.com, all one word, MasonGeller.com.
Right.
Lois was telling us, folks, that she has some doubts about whether it's a good idea to have your picture, and you know, on the cover of your, especially if you're a real estate agent, and you know, for one thing, Lois, maybe a picture was a good idea for the first person to do, whoever did it. But the one,
right.
but the 100,000th person, you know, if maybe you need to take your picture off of it just to differentiate yourself.
Well, that's
maybe
exactly
you need to
right.
And you'd be the first one not to put your picture on. But I want to leave the picture. We can come back to it in a second. But I wanted to mention some language, some text that I see all the time, and it doesn't matter whether it's real estate or not. I hate this term. I just can't stand it, and I wish I never could see it again. And this is how it would sound if it were a realtor. Call Jim for all of your real estate needs. That makes me want to throw up. It makes me sick. When I say all of your real estate needs. And I mean, what does that mean? That is so uncreative. That is so, I mean, Come on, folks. Come up with something better than that. If you can't come up with something better than that, then I don't need you.
Oh, ooh. You feel strongly
Sorry.
About this, right, Jim?
I sure do. I sure do. I mean, we got to come up with a better way. Because you know what? To me, that's like saying, you know what? I'm too lazy to really think of a great way to catch your attention. I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm just too lazy to do anything else. That's what it says to me.
Well, I think it's like also copying what everybody else does.
They all,
and
yeah,
if everybody
right.
else is doing this, like I spoke to the head of a major real estate company in New York. I've been interviewing a lot of the heads of these companies, and they keep telling me that they all do the same thing, and the reason they do it is because everybody else is doing it.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly. And it's kind of like a crowd mentality. They say, well, if this guy is doing it, if Remax is doing it, and then all of a sudden we see commercials on TV that talks from the customer vantage point, which are so great, and I'm so excited about seeing it. You know, I've always dreamed of living in a treehouse, and then they show a little treehouse, and he said, no, no. And then they show this magnificent mansion of a treehouse. Oh, yes, I finally found it. You know, it's from the customer's point of view.
Right.
And people would just stay and focus on the fact that they should talk from the customer's point of view, give testimonials on your direct mail. If everybody in the world is sending out a real estate postcard, and last week, we got 420, my staff got 420 postcards, right.
From realtors?
From realtors.
Wow.
Yeah, because we have a status, you know, status meeting in the morning, and we just put them all together, and when we counted up the cards last week.
Something in a month?
420 in last week.
Last week?
Right.
How many had their pictures on it?
All of them.
Wow.
All of them. And the funny thing is that we found one guy did something that was really kind of interesting. He had his picture on it, but he said, you know, if you list with me, I'll come over and photograph your dog. And he had a picture of himself taking a picture of a person with a dog. And at least that was different.
Yeah.
Because it was
creative.
Having the person in motion, you know?
It didn't insult you.
Right. And it gave me an offer. And an offer is something that get people to respond to, not I take care of all your real estate needs.
Please don't say that again.
I won't. I promise. So doing something new and creative. If everybody's using postcards, you know, use a letter mailing instead.
Mm-hmm.
Do a self-mailer. Do something that's entirely different than what everybody else is doing.
Does direct mail work for realtors?
Direct mail is the only thing that really works for realtors other than networking in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, direct mail from all of the major real estate companies that I've spoken to, the only thing is that each real estate agent takes care of his own direct mail because mm-hmm. most of them are free agents, you know. So it doesn't come from the brokerage for the most part because if it did, perhaps they could kick it up a notch.
Well, you're assuming the broker is more creative than their agents are. Which
no, I'm saying that the broker would have more money that they could go to an agency.
Oh yeah, they could spend an agent. They could go to an agency. They could combine the printing and get better deals and get everybody a better product for maybe less money.
And come up with maybe 6 or 8 new concepts for them that they could then jump out of the fold and do something truly unique. Yes. And
right.
Everybody would pay less for it. Each agent would pay toward it much less than they are now.
And the main thing is the agency would help them test.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they could test with the picture, without the picture. They could test several different kinds of offers. I mean, real estate people, they're you know, we're going through a real estate sort of plateau now. And it would be a great time for one real creative, brilliant realtor to come out of the marketplace and say, look, we're doing this. And we're just going to build our database.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Lois. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come with our good friend Lois Geller. She's the author of Customers for Keeps, which is one of my favorite books in the world, ladies and gentlemen. 8 powerful strategies to turn customers into friends and keep them forever by Lois Geller. Tintel, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be part of mine. I know that's how I feel when Lois joins us. I feel like it's a dream come true when Lois Geller is on the show with us. And Lois, what else can you tell us about some things that you've learned about putting our best foot forward in the marketplace?
Well, I think that showing, doing something entirely different than what your competition is, and then following up, remembering to follow up. It's amazing to me that I respond to everything that comes in the mail. And I went to a big Philharmonic event about 3 months ago by a major financial planning kind of a company. And I left my car there on purpose because I could really use some help with financial planning. And this woman that was my host for the event said that the people were great at it and everything. I left my car and I said, please follow up with me. Nobody ever followed up with me. Here I am, a great prospect. And I would say that happens about 80% of the time. And even sometimes I do it. I was out in California last week, and I gave one of my direct marketing boot camps to a medical health plan company, you know, a big health plan company like Blue Cross Blue Shield. And everybody there was giving me my, their cards, and some person said, well, I really want a newsletter, blah, blah, blah. I brought them all back, and I gave them to my assistant to put them into our database, and then I didn't follow up. And then I got a call on Friday, and I was so embarrassed. This woman said, I asked for a copy of your newsletter, and we'd like to do a newsletter, and you haven't sent it yet. I thought, oh, my God. So I do the same thing. You don't always remember, but it should be like the first thing. Keep your data clean, and remember to follow up with people who just ask. And I think that that's a really important thing. And then keeping in touch with them afterwards. So many times I order from catalogs, or I do one thing with, or I use one time service of a company, and then I never hear from them again.
Well, so, or they assume that you're already ready to buy, or if they do follow up with you, they assume that you're ready to buy right now, and it's just a matter of whether they can talk you into it or not, and which is not necessarily the case. For example, you were talking about realtors. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met realtors who didn't find out whether I was a month or 6 months or a year away from making the decision. All they knew was that I was looking for, I was shopping for a house. And you know, and that meant that if they could sell me hard enough, I might close today. But they never asked me what was my timetable.
I always say if we could put our leads into hot, warm, and cold leads, and the hot leads are going to be 0 to 3 months, and then cold leads, warm leads, you know, three months to 6 months, and then further out for colder leads. And so we could continue to rotate our database so we know that when people are about to buy or to sell, we have them in the exact time. We call it just-in-time marketing.
But you can't do any of that if you haven't asked the customer what they want.
And nobody surveys us. And after all, the average real estate broker makes quite a few $1,000s on every deal that they make. So it would take that, if they just got rid of all those postcards with their bar mitzvah pictures on them, and they would just survey us with a letter, and they'd just fill out these four questions. When do you plan to sell? When do you want to buy? What are you looking for? And
right.
We'll send you a book on you know, how to get ready to stage your house for sale. Then they have something because they have information about you and they can talk to you on a knowledge smart level. Hey, Jim, I know that you said you were going to sell in the next 5 months. Well, here it is, 4 months into it. So next month you're interested, and we'd like to talk to you and help you to market your house.
Right.
That would be perfect.
Let's look at the, you know, I've been thinking about a schedule, and you told me that you were going to be buying a house, you know, in the next 6 to 8 months, or selling a house or whatever. You know, I'm looking at the schedule. Let's start at that date and go backwards. Let's talk about, how could we, what do we have to do this month, what we have to do next month, et cetera, and let them know that you know, you're their partner in the project.
Absolutely. Let's start by getting rid of all the clutter in your house, and let's paint all the purple walls white, you know, and then we'll be all ready by the time summer comes, and you'll be perfect.
Right.
Position to put it on the market because
well, you know, and you know, you're talking about those. As we wrap up, Lois, you're talking about all those pictures. There's a reason why I'm on radio, Lois, and not on television.
I've seen you in person. How gorgeous you are!
It's the reason why some of these realtors shouldn't be having their pictures on their cards. Hey, thanks, Lois, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much. Nice
we'll see you next
to
time,
you.
Lois Keller,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
She's the best. And her website is MasonGeller.com, and her books are all there. And anything Lois offers is outstanding. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blastingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.